So here we are at the Big Alaska Show with our coffee roaster, Alex, from Cold Snap Coffee. He's come up with a blend for the Big Alaska Show. We introduced it at the Polar Bear Jump Off. It was a big hit, Alex. I told people I hadn't tried it yet for them to try it and let me know.
Okay.
And so I've come to you, the roaster, the guy who was willing to take on our project. Tell us a little bit about what makes this Big Alaska Show blend so special.
Yeah, absolutely. When you had reached out to me and kind of explained to me the rich Alaskan history, you know, of the Big Alaska Show, and it got me thinking of my grandparents and how every morning, 7 a.m., they'd sit around and they'd be drinking their black cups of coffee. And, you know, it was almost like a rite of passage. The more terrible it was, then the better it was, you know, in some way. Like if you could sit there and stomach it, then you were worth having around the table. And so it made me think of that, and I got a good chuckle out of that. But thought, you know, just because you're having the camaraderie every morning, you don't have to drink crap coffee, you know? Yeah. Nobody has to. So I set off to find that nice, perfect cup of coffee that you didn't need any cream or sugar. It definitely welcomes it if you would like it, but definitely stands on its own all by itself. That was my goal, was to find that perfect morning, get you going, get everything working, cup of coffee.
I was wondering where you're going with that, because you said where they're drinking crap coffee and being inspired by your grandparents. And so, so basically what Alex is telling you is I'm old and I drink crap.
There you go.
Thank you for putting it together so quickly. We're big fans of Cold Snap Coffee, and we want to sing your praises. And, you know, we were looking for someone like you who has young children that forces you to become a good citizen and work your little brains out. We really appreciate it. You came into town. It was really funny because I told you that, yeah, I was going to have to leave for Seward by 11 or noon. And you said, well, you'd be here by about 10:30. Well, at 7 in the morning, I get a text saying, I've just passed Jay Bear. So you got my buns up going. So I'm really excited about this stuff. So let me ask you, do you like the coffee?
I love the coffee. So I'm a big medium roast coffee guy. And I remember when you and I were first talking, it was, do we go dark roast? Do we go medium roast? And, you know, my thought is always, if the people want it darker, then they'll find it darker. But, you know, you always want to find the nice 1995 Toyota Corolla of coffees, you know, where everybody can get in and drive it and have a good time. It's the coffee meant for everybody, that perfect medium roast. And so what makes it special, it's the only blend I have actively that has Honduran coffee in it. That's a medium roast. And so Honduran coffee is special. It's special to me. It's got like a fruity sweetness to it that you don't find in a lot of other coffees, and very, very well balanced in the acidity. Typically with coffee beans, you'll either find they go real far till they're lacking any sort of acidity, or holy moly, punch you in the mouth, that's way too much acid. But Honduran coffee is right there in that well-balanced niche. And blending that with the Brazilian coffee, which is your everybody's textbook, like it's known for that bold, robust flavor, but still being low in acidity as well. And so you get those two coffee blends together, just nothing but notes of caramel and butterscotch. And it makes waking up in the climate of 2025 that much better. You know,
it's my man. He's bringing a tear to my eye. And, you know,
I'm a man of the people.
Yeah. And if you go to our website, bigalaskashow.com, we've got a link right to the Big Alaska Show blend coffee that you can get. And we also have Alex's coldsnapcoffee.com website there, too, because he's got a lot of things to choose from. Hey, listen. Thank you so much for putting this baby together. We're really excited about it. You know, well-balanced, usually not a descriptive word that our wives will describe us as, well-balanced. But I did notice one thing I'm concerned about is I noticed that the price on it, it's too low. I think you've made a mistake. I mean, people who hear this may go to it, and I feel like they'll be robbing you. It's such a good price.
No, I mean, that's always been, and that's not the first time I've heard that. You know, I tell quite a few people, we all buy our coffee from the same place, you know. We just use different logistic carriers to bring the coffee to us. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm a local coffee roaster. My goal here is to support my community. And that's more than just, you know, every once in a while you do an outreach or you throw some sort of money at a high school team. You know, people buy coffee every day. They drink coffee every day. And who would I be as a neighborhood drug dealer if I wasn't giving you the best deal?